Numbed by the dream, recollection of what had occurred flows back into Juliet's mind, but only bit by bit. Friar Lawrence and his plan that had only seemingly killed her, the Capulet's vault where she now lies. Yet where is Romeo, with whom she had so wanted to flee? Her gaze comes to rest at her side, on her beloved, who only seems to be sleeping. Overjoyed, she touches his lips with hers, but this kiss cannot waken the sleeping man. Juliet spies the poison which brought him the tranquility of death, though what remains would no longer suffice for her. She reaches for the dagger that Romeo wore at his side. Bedding herself on his breast, she lets the dagger sink into hers. Dead, lying intimately close, is how Lawrence finds the couple. He had come to the tomb to mark the planned success. Now sorrow brings him to his knees. The message he had sent never reached Romeo. He knew only of Juliet's death, but nothing of the new life abiding within it. 'Twas not until death that Romeo and Juliet joined at last. A death that was meant to unite them in life.